you start.
Oh, wait.
Okay, I'll start speaking out the Gemara. Okay. So, here we go, so, right. Just for the first one, right, just in order to kind of speak out the question, I think I kind of have to, like, recap a little bit over the Gemara, right? So I've kind of tried to speak it outside a little bit, okay? So basically, with Rav Yehuda Amar Rav, yeah, we had a bit of a problem, right, if you were to learn the Gezeira Shavah, right? Because basically, if you learn the Gezeira Shavah, they have to be the same, right? But with Rav Yehuda Amar Rav, it's not the same, yeah? When it comes to Egel Arufa, we know that it's Ad Shetimshoch, yeah? Which is basically something, right, that, you know, that we see in the Pasuk of Egel Arufa. So we ended up trying to deal with that by saying, with actually saying the way you learn it out is Machlokes Tanaim. So the first way is basically learning eventually from a Gezeira Shavah, Ol, yeah, which is kind of a repeat of what we saw earlier on, yeah. But for Rav Yehuda Amar Rav, yeah, we say no. He basically has to learn it locally in each parsha, right? So I'm just kind of recapping the Gemara a bit, yeah. And so basically the way it works there really is that you've basically got a klal and a prat, yeah. And therefore the klal in each parsha different wording, but in essence, right, the klal comes to include what we call shah avodas, yeah. And then the prat, which is by ol, yeah, it comes to kind of limit, yeah, and it says basically, so shah avodas means, by the way, you know, any kind of things, like, for instance, putting on a bag or whatever, any kind of working, yeah. And then the prat, which is where it says, speaks about ol, yeah, that comes to say that will only be bashas avoda, yeah, right? Sorry, I just said that wrong. Ol means afilu lo shalo b'shas avoda, yeah? Even if it's not b'shas avoda. And that's what we're going to try to focus on. What does that mean, yeah? Afilu shalo b'shas avoda. Okay. And then the extra part then is, yeah, that is true for both of them, right? For both of them, you'll have the fact that it's shah avodas, yeah? Whatever you do, right? And then you have the ol is afilu shalo b'shas avoda. That's what it basically kind of teaches, yeah. Okay, but for Egel Arufa, there's an extra criteria, right? The extra criteria is Ad Shetimshoch. Okay, so I think let's start off by looking in terms of what I want to focus on is what does this mean, Shalo B'Shas Avoda? That's question number one, really, behind the questions, right? And number two is how is that going to fit, right, with Ad Shetimshoch? Because for me, the big question was those two concepts don't seem to fit so easily together. Okay, so let's look at Rashi. I put down Rashi here, yeah? And Rashi, for me, kind of almost confused me a little bit. But I think we have to focus on Rashi because that's Pashat Pshat, right, in the Sugya. So on number one, I've kind of extracted the Rashi, yeah? So Rashi says here, right, Shalo B'Shas Avoda, and you can look at it if you prefer inside in the Gemara, whatever you prefer, yeah? So Rashi says, "Va'afilu hinucha alav lahakel masa miado v'lo limshoch." Right. So Rashi says, "Shalo b'shas avoda." That's defined as, yeah, that even if he places it upon it, yeah, in order to kind of lighten his load, yeah, from his hand, yeah, v'lo limshoch, and not, you know, that it should kind of draw it. And that lashon of v'lo limshoch is a little bit confusing. So kind of, we'll see why. But in essence, yeah, even if we pause so far, yeah. Basically, the translation of B'Shas Avoda when it comes to Rashi, it doesn't sound like a literal translation. We would have said Shas Avoda means the time it's working. That's the kind of literally the translation, yeah? And the way the kind of, you know, the Acharonim speak out Rashi, Shas Avoda means more, not the time of working, but rather L'Shem, for the purpose of working, yeah? And therefore, what he's saying is, yeah, that when you're placing your object onto the animal, yeah, it's not because you want that animal to carry the object. You want it to work, do a bit of work for you, yeah? But rather, it's more kind of like, you know, you're just tired, yeah? And you're looking around, oh, where can I put this, yeah? And you will see, you know, the Chazon Ish kind of says, like, a very, you know, makes it very clear. He says, you know, we would have maybe put it on the ground if you could have done, yeah? But, you know, the nearest kind of thing that you have to, like, oh, you know, put it on the animal kind of thing, yeah? Right, because it's easier than putting it on the ground, or, you know, for whatever reason, yeah. Right. So basically the point is that's what Rashi is trying to say. Yeah? You're not placing on the animal in order to get it to work. It's just more of a kind of like, you know, it's almost like malach shalosh shericha legufa, yeah? Your main purpose is to get it off you, and it just happens to be convenient that the animal's there.
Well, suddenly you go out to the car and you put a bottle on directly on just on the roof of your car.
Exactly.
It's just convenience.
Yeah, exactly. That's a great marshal.
Yeah.
Right. You're not intending that the car should count, right? Exactly. Yeah, and he carries on. I mean, just to speak up. Next in Matzchel, Ela b'shas avoda. In contrast, yeah, klema sh'avoda zu l'sorechi, that the avoda itself is for a need, right? And in contrast, aval bar cry ba'alma. But if it's just like happen chance, yeah, sheniach sak aleha below l'cholcho, ela a cry ba'osiv. You just happen to put it on it like bottle in the car, yeah, right? Lo pesula, right? Then it's not going to be a parcel, right? Okay. So that's Rashi, yeah? And that's what the translation is, yeah? Afilu shelo b'shas avoda, right? But now, the problem I have here is, yeah, that, and this is the question number one is, yeah, that we see again in both of them, right? Afilu shelo b'shas avoda, yeah? But on the other hand, yeah, we see in the parsha of Egel Rufa, it has to be Ad Shetimshoch. Now, what does Ad Shetimshoch mean? Ad Shetimshoch means, yeah, until you cause it to be drawn, yeah, you're causing it to go, right? So for me, that's a bit of a difficult concept, yeah, because it sounds like, right, you specifically are kind of getting the animal to move with your object. Mm-hmm. So how does that fit, yeah, right, with the fact that beforehand we're saying your only purpose, in, you know, the only idea of kind of putting it on is, you know, I don't want to hold it, so I'll put it on the animal. But now you're causing it to intentionally kind of draw the object, yeah?
Right, kind of.
It seems to be a bit of a contradiction.
Yeah, when I was learning this, I was just trying to understand what, like, a Buddha shell suck in or slightly, how that actually affects one foot. But mentally, I don't know whether that's, you know, so you've got a bunch of sacks. Are they actually filled, or they're not filled, or they're actually kind of like, you know, hanging over the animal, you know, on a rope or whatever. But I didn't know whether the shell sucky was actually showing that is something that you would want the animal to draw with. So at the time with Edgar Rufa, if you put them, that's not a bottle of water, that's mamish something with you. So you put it over with the intention of wanting to work it, but you have a get out clause with Edgar Rufa, because until you timshock it, you can take it off.
Well, wait a second. Let's go slowly though, yeah? Because the point we're trying to say here is, yeah, that the din is afilu shelo b'shas avoda, right? No? So that means, right, that when uda shel sakin, yeah? So I'm saying, if we're going to say shelo b'shas avoda, right? So that means that be'etzem, right, you're just putting it on there because, you know, you want to lighten your load.
No, it means you put it on there with the intention potentially of working it, but it hasn't yet moved. You know, then you have an option to take it off, and it's not possible to take it off.
Brad, you're correct, but this was coming from Rashi, and he's just saying the definition that Rashi gave is a bit difficult. You're just upshaming tomorrow. Yeah, because the way Rashi sounds, it's a little
bit... No, you can still fit it into Rashi in terms of...
And you can, but it's not...
It's like a time of avoda, meaning I'm putting something on this animal.
Yeah, but look, Rashi says defines avoda that you intend to, like, go with it. So as soon as you want to go with it, that will be considered shas avoda.
Even if it has intention.
No, but if that's... No, yeah, yes, right.
I'm saying is the definition of shas avoda, shelo b'shas avoda should be the same. Yeah, I mean we've got like a, and both of them basically are the same in that respect. Yeah, it's, you know, we've got a drasha which says afilu shelo b'shas avoda, right? Mm-hmm. It's pasul even right if it's shelo b'shas avoda. The and that we could understand on its own. We would just say like your marshal, great marshal, yeah. Right, you know, you want to, it's a heavy bottle, it's a car, put it on the car, yeah, put it on the animal, yeah, put the udah shel sakin on the animal because I'm just tired, and, you know, you don't want it to bet, and you're not meaning to get the animal work, it's just the nearest thing to kind of, to offload, Right? So that concept.
You know, I think now with Brad's martial law, which happens, happens with phones as well. No, but I want to say that it could be, according to Rashi, that let's say you went even further with it. You put your coffee on top of the car, yeah, and you drove away.
Right.
And you went further adjective shock. Then you go to Rashi, that's kosher.
Yeah, because it's like you had no intention to work with the bottle on it. That's why I was like, this item that I put on is not an intentional working item. I think there's
I think there's a difference.
That's why I don't get the non-machine. Otherwise, surely it would have said
something more. I mean, Tim Shock is only when you are working it.
Oh, yeah, because the item itself is
irrelevant when you're not working it. Maybe that's how.
So let's try and understand that once again. So we're saying, once again, let's speak out the kasha, right?
Right.
According to Rashi, right, it's clear that even if you put it on the car, the bottle on the car, just because you want to lighten your load, put it on the animal, right, immediately it should be possible, right?
In part.
Wait a second. Well, my point is here, the kasha is both, right? L'chora,
No, but why should you think that? Because it says
No, because we're saying we've got
that,
a drasha.
Was in the para, though.
No, but I'm not sure. Wait a second. All I'm trying to say is, l'chora, the definition of shalom b'shal savoda, right, it should be the same for both. It's a defined term, right? Shalom b'shal savoda means,
But you can't ignore adjective shock.
Right. So this is the question.
That's the issue, right? Yeah,
this is the difficulty we're struggling with. Yeah.
Exactly.
How do you put them out? So once again, Shalom b'shal savoda means all you're trying to do is lighten your load.
Right.
Ad shetim shoch means, you want it to go and move with that, you're going to encourage it to move, with that object, which means, sounds like you're on purpose working it. Right? So that's better than the kasha. So I'm not going to read through this, the whole Nachal Eitan that brings the Chazon Ish, right, and he gives his own explanation, and kind of speaks through, it's a long piece, the way I understood getting down the bottom line, at least in the Chazon Ish, the way I understood is that there's two inyanim here, right? The first inyan is, why are you putting the object onto the animal? So Be'etzem, your main intention is, you do want it on the animal, that's clear, right? You do want it on the animal, but your main intention is not for the purpose of the animal working, it's just you want to lighten your load. That's for sure.
Mm-hmm.
But the second question is, let's say it happens to be that the kind of the animal is moving, and the animal is moving, and you could even be walking alongside the animal, So you're putting it on the animal, and you know that it's going to be moving, right? So you know when it's moving, it's basically that moving with an object on top of it that causes it to be worked, right? So are you, so to speak, are you okay, right, with the fact that you're knowingly placing on, knowing that the result will be that it's going to be working? And that's a different inyan. Your motivation putting it on is not to cause it to work. You just want to lighten your load. But since you know it's going to be walking, with the object moving, and you're happy with that,
okay.
So that would be Ajitim Shoch. Ajitim Shoch means, right, that that it has to be that you're okay with the fact that it's going to be moving, carrying that object, and therefore the result will be that it's kind of being worked a bit. So even though there's a difference between your intent on putting the object on the thing, which is really to lighten your load, but at the same time you're happy with the result, of the fact that it's going to happens to be moving and therefore it will be worked as a result, right, from that thing. So that Ajitim Shoch is an extra criteria that exists by.
You said that would turn it into work, though?
Yeah, that's what's required for the psul of Egla Rufa.
And that would megala, though, that even if you put it onto lighten your load?
Yeah, so even though you're doing it to lighten your load, that's fine, But the point is, if it's stationary, and it's not moving, then it's not Ajitim Shoch, right? It has to be not only that even if you're putting on to just lighten your load, that's a psul, right? That's enough to make it possible, right? This is the case only of Egla Rufa, right? Egla Rufa is Ajitim Shoch, right? So if you put it on the para and it's stationary, that's it.
Awesome, done,
But on Egla Rufa, you're putting on, and also you just to lighten the load, that's also enough. But it has to be that it's that it's moving and you're happy for it to be moving.
So it's moving at the time?
Yeah.
That would make it possible immediately, because any one step of a cow is going to be more than the
oil.
That's fine. It's different, basically, it's as you Tim Shoch, yeah, that it has to be moving with that object, yeah? And it has to be, obviously, that you know it's moving and you're okay with it moving, and you're okay with the fact that it's going to be worked.
But yeah? That's just basically to work, though, basically
he's
saying. He's basically saying that it's turning
it
into intent to work.
Yeah, it is. Well, yes, but your purpose of putting the item on was just to lighten your load, and that's enough. Right?
Right.
But you have to be okay with the fact that it will nonetheless be worked by the fact that you will light up your load in this way. Do you get that?
Right.
That's kind of...
Yeah, but so you would agree that if you put it on a station and it started walking...
Oh, that's an interesting question. What happens if it walked by itself? Yeah?
Yeah.
Yeah. So my understanding is maybe that wouldn't be a problem.
Right. Oh, right.
Maybe that wouldn't be a problem. Right. Okay. Anyway, that's... At least to appreciate where Rush is coming from.
I've got a lot of work just to tie it up. In terms of the oil... On an egg letter roofer, you can put an oil on an egg letter roofer as long as it's not too shook.
Right.
That is correct, right?
Yep.
But an oil can't even go on part of the bun.
Well, yeah, as soon as the oil goes on. Sorry?
No other item can go on the part of the bun. Unless, for example, it's managed to don't have the intention to open it, like a just put a button.
Right.
That's what that's.
Well,
that was my level.
Yeah, even if you don't, if you just light your load, that would be enough to be a pursuit.
Cool. Just press OK.
Oh, it's light. Yeah, we've got 40 minutes. Oh, light.
With a yoke.
Probably the same with any other item.
No.
I'm saying the ol is a ribuya, right?
Right.
Sorry, the ol is a prat, which we say is means a filu shalobishas avodas.
Right.
Okay. So let's carry in a sec, yeah? So, right. Now, next question. Amar Rabbi Yochanan ben Shaul. Mipnei ma amar Torah hevi egla benachal. So we ask a whole question about why is an egla, why is it benachal, yeah?
Right.
All these questions, yeah? So the thing that a lot of the Achronim are bothered by is, yeah, why in this particular mitzvah are we questioning all these details? Yeah, I mean, there's tons of kind of mitzvahs in Torah with all sorts of details, and we don't kind of, the Gemara doesn't come around and say, why this detail, why that detail, yeah?
Right.
And this is how the Torah told you to do the procedure, yeah?
Right.
So why is it, there seems to be something right. bothering the Gemara about why right. Dafka in Egla, why Dafka Benachal Eitan?
Right.
Like, what's kind of prompting all these kind of that we have to have a reason, like somehow, you know. So basically there's two approaches here, yeah. The in Yaakov, yeah, he basically brings, and this is just an important kind of medrash in the Targum, yeah, it's kind of an Aramaic, but basically there's a concept here that somehow Hashem is going to arrange that there's going to be talayim, there's going to be worms, yeah, that come from that animal, yeah, go through the ground and somehow make their way to the Rotseach. I don't know how this is going to work, yeah? It's an amazing medrash, yeah? But somehow it's going to find out the Ritzeach and get the Ritzeach, yeah? There's kind of some kind of medrash that basically, you know, says that's part of the concept of Egla Arufa, yeah? You're kind of placing seeds in the ground to somehow hunt down and find the Ritzeach, yeah? So he says, according to that medrash, yeah, right, this is, by the way, if you want to look at number two, it's just like after building the medrash, Ad Kan Loma, it says, for Imkain, right, Lefizeh, Hayota Tov Likach Para Gedola. If the purpose is to get worms and for it to them to somehow find their way through the ground and hunt down the other Israel, then it would be better to have a Para Gedola for Lo Egla, right, Bas Shanta, right? She'ein harba talayim yotzi magufa, right? If it's a young animal, then there's less talayim that's going to come out from it, yeah? Right? V'chein, right? Lama benachal shukasha. Also, why are we talking about hard ground, right? V'ein talayim rechshim ba'ara, right? Kasha. It's harder for the worms to make their way through hard ground. Anyway, it's interesting, yeah. I mean, I saw this actually, this medrash should be brought, apparently, like, also the Ramban brings it, apparently.
I think it's the Turgim Yonasan.
Turgon Yonasan,
yeah.
Yeah,
I think it's Turgon Yonasan.
Yeah.
On the Pasuk,
yeah.
I
think it may, yeah. Yeah. Okay, so that's one approach. The Anaf Yosef, yeah, he makes a diuk from the fact that it says, yeah, why is the Torah, Mipnei Ma Amru Torah? Now there's a famous, I think it's also Medrash, yeah? This is Gemara, actually. It says that the Torah was asked, Chote Mansho, right? What should you do with a Chote, yeah? And it says, Yavi korban v'yiskapa, right? Bring a korban and you'll get kapara, right? So he says, so that's what the Torah's response for someone who sins, yeah? So he says, so this is the question. If the question is, if the whole idea is you're meant to bring a korban, yeah? then he says, then how come we're bringing it? The main question is, how come we're bringing it outside the base, you know, base mikdash, right? Why is it benachal eisen? It's kodshim b'chutz, yeah.
Right.
So that's really that's the real tamia that you know. Oh wait a sec, you know, why are we bringing this egla rufa, right? Benachal, right? Okay, so those are the two approaches there. Number three, yeah, this is an important question to pick up on, yeah, because we've got two Gemaras that don't quite fit together when you put them next to each other,
right.
Which is we've first got a drasha which says on this word of asher, right, when we're talking about the land. So it says ema asher lo yaved, yeah, klal, right, velo zareh prat, and then it comes and it goes along, you know, and then it finishes off by saying, yeah, asher is a rebuya, yeah. So so the problem here is that we actually had Rabbi Yishai, who earlier above in the Gemara actually wanted to say that Asher was the thing that taught that it actually teaches that it mustn't have been worked in the past.
Mm-hmm.
So the question is, how do these Gemaras fit together? On the one hand, we're trying to learn out that any kind of work is a problem, yeah, and you know, Asher is a rebuya, yeah, and yet on the other hand, we've got Rabbi Yishai, who's already used that word Asher in the past. So Be'er Sheva kind of puts that together, but it's just important.
Mm-hmm.
To pick up on that, yeah. Okay, number four was Gil's question, yeah. So we say kofin lelevaya, right? Sheschal levaya ein lo shir, right? So the Riaf kind of he's bothered here by, you know, don't aren't we kofin on all mitzvahs? Why is it saying here kofin?
Mm-hmm.
Because it hasn't got, you know, there's an, you know, you see the amazing sky you get for levaya, you know, accompanying someone, yeah. So he says, right. If you look at number four, he says v'efshar shalavaya einu meminyan hamitzvah shal Torah. It's actually not so clear that accompanying someone is necessarily it's not so clear that it's a Torah mitzvah, right? K'dei lakuf al kiyomen, right? Because we're only going to force people to do mitzvahs which are from the Torah. Aval lamadnu halavaya mimashu ra'inu shehigdil Hashem la'asos b'schara. But rather, therefore, that's why the thing that forces that means that we're going to force people to do this is because we see how much schar Hashem gives for that, right? Which means that the chen shechaviv, right? Kol kach lifnei Hashem lehaflik schar halavaya. We see how important it is to Hashem, because even though it's not a clear, let's say, mufurish mitzvah in the Torah, it doesn't say mufurish in the Torah this mitzvah, but still, because of these psukim, which kind of indirectly shows us the amount of schar you get for it, yeah? So that's why, lefichach kofim, lemisha eino rotzeh lelavos es chavero. That's why we do it. Okay, beseder. Okay, yishkoach.
Thank you.